Podcaster News Show, Episode 6, A Podcaster's Response to Chris Brogan.
It's the Podcaster News Show, where the editors of PodcasterNews.com share their insights on a wide range of podcasting topics.
Welcome to the Podcaster News Show. My name is Sean Thorpe, and I'm so happy to be with you on what is a very early morning for me here in California with episode number 6 of the Podcaster News Show. And I wanted to talk on my podcast for PCN this month about a blog post that seems to be getting a lot of traction and discussion lately amongst podcasters. This was posted by Chris Brogan, the social media maven. I'm sure most people who are listening to this have probably heard of Chris Brogan. And within the last week, he had put up this post on his website called Dear Podcaster. And it starts off with your pretty basic intro. He mentions how he's, you know, glad that so many people are interested in inviting him on to their podcasts to interview him. And he does warn that he may come off seeming a bit, as he describes it, fancy or snobby in his post. But that's not really the point. And more than anything else, he says he's sad because he feels like he has to write a post like this direct to two podcasters. And really, you know, my first reading over this, I thought it's really not that bad. It seems like some of my friends and colleagues in podcasting have taken a kind of level of offense to this. And really, I think Chris Brogan actually serves up some reasonably good, you know, tips here. And I'm just going to kind of run down this and give you some of my own thoughts. And my apologies if I seem a little slow. I'm not usually awake this early. Regardless, his first recommendation is to please adhere to your schedule. And Chris Brogan says here that he loves to be able to say yes to your show, and that when he does that, he usually allots a very specific amount of time, usually no more than 20 minutes. And if you run over into 30 or more minutes, you've just given him a reason why he should say no to future podcasts, and that he values his, as he calls it, synchronous time, which makes me wonder if there's a such thing as asynchronous time. That sounds like, you know, something that happens in a Star Trek episode. But he values his synchronous time highest of all. So by giving it to you, the podcaster, for free, he would like for you to value his time as well. I think that's a very reasonable request. I mean, we all have schedules and we all have, you know, things to do. And for someone like Chris Brogan, and I really think probably for most people who are creators of one kind or another, in a lot of ways, your time is equivalent to your money. And for many people, that time has a lot of value. So I really don't feel like him asking you to take that 20 minutes of time seriously and not to, you know, extend it into 30 minutes or more is a pretty reasonable request. His next suggestion is to please do your homework. And he says there's nothing fun about feeling like you're a complete unknown, no matter who you are. And he says in his specific case, you have to work really hard not to know much about him. And I suppose that's pretty true. I will admit that I don't pay a lot of attention to the internet marketing / social media space, for lack of a better term. Obviously, I participated in social media up to a point, but the proliferation of the whole, social media industrial complex is not something that I pay a lot of close attention to. That being stated, I have known who Chris Brogan is for, I would say, at least as long as I've been on Twitter, and I've been on Twitter since 2007. Chris goes on here to say that most people in his world could tell you when he last went to the gym, how he's feeling, etc. I'm assuming that's because he posts these things regularly. And he says, in his case in particular, feel free to start the interview anywhere, but so how did you get started? And he goes on to say, when you don't do your homework, it makes him feel, Chris Brogan, feel like you don't really want to know much about him for the interview. And again, he's just nailing down this idea that if you're going to interview him, you should do your homework. And really, in this case where you might only have 20 minutes, I think a better plan, as opposed to try to nail down the Chris Brogan origin story, which by now I'm sure has been told numerous times and can be found all over the place, you know, why not try to find an approach that would really stand out? You know, maybe do something that would be funny or amusing. I mean, obviously you want to be informative, but I have to imagine in Chris Brogan's case, where he does so many of these interviews, that the ones that he's going to be a lot more likely to, you know, promote through his own social media channels are going to be the ones where he felt like he had a particularly good time. So this is one of those instances where you can really look around and see, okay, well, what has everyone else asked him, and how can you stand out and be a lot more original? But even beyond that, I think if you're going to interview anyone, and I mean, I've done my fair share of interviews over the years, and I've never just gone into an interview with someone cold. I really want to be able to have the information to, if nothing else, be able to throw back good follow-up questions. And Chris Brogan's next bullet point here is to please honor your audience, which really is good advice for anyone who's creating anything, but I think especially for a podcast. He says, this one's odd, but it seems that some podcasters come with no real sense of what value they hope to deliver to people who will eventually listen to or watch their show. If you have the opportunity to interview a guest, it probably stands to reason you might consider questions that will unpack some level of value to people downloading your material. And I think that's a really good point. I mean, I understand why so many people might want to interview someone like Chris Brogan, because I think his name, and by extension his brand, is so well known that just by having an interview with him on your site, you're probably going to attract a certain amount of attention that way. But I don't think that just because maybe you can interview Chris Brogan, you should, or for that matter, anyone else. If you are doing a show that has very, you know, targeted niche content that isn't necessarily about social media, why talk to him? And I don't really know that that's exactly what he's going for here. But certainly, if you are doing a podcast about World of Warcraft, let's say, then having a 90-minute long, or for that matter, even a 5-minute long interview with someone who is, say, a musician who is not doing anything at all related to World of Warcraft or even gaming in general, doesn't bring a lot of value to your audience. So, again, I think this is actually really good advice. The next item here, he says, is please be human. And that, as he described it, this happens with rookie podcasters, where you've got a list of questions, you're so nervous, you end up just reading them one after the other. And he says, a hint if something interesting is said as an answer, maybe pursue that a little more if it makes sense. The next question isn't ever as interesting as a great follow-on question. And I think this ties in well to what he said earlier about doing your homework. Know who your guest is. Know what the subject matter is. Be able to come up with a reasonable follow-up answer to a question. And I think this whole notion of being human is really good, because a lot of times, especially in podcasting, I think you want your end product to sound natural, conversational. You don't want to come off sounding robotic. Now, obviously, if someone's brand new and they're not really that comfortable behind the mic, and for most of us, I think we're going to go through a period like that, that's something that you'll just get over with time. But maybe if you're just starting out and you're not really that comfortable with yourself creating audio podcasts or whatever the medium is, really, you might want to consider just practicing it first. You know, do some canned interviews that you don't release, or maybe don't try to book a bigger name guest, someone like Chris Brogan, and say your first 5 episodes. I know that there's been advice that's been floating around in podcasting for years about, well, don't even release your first 5 episodes. I don't necessarily follow that advice or think it's the best advice ever. But his advice here, I think, is solid, and that you want to be able to be human. You want to be able to have that as natural as possible conversation with your guests, no matter who it is. Finally, he wraps this up by saying he's not complaining, though he uses a word that might require us to put an explicit tag on here, so I won't go there. But he does wrap it up to say he's giving you, the podcaster, something to think about, and mostly he's doing it because he really likes the format, and he says he himself uses the format that he does a podcast himself. And I really didn't come away with this as a podcaster myself feeling like, oh, he's coming up from or coming down from some place on high and kind of telling all of us that he is the great Chris Brogan and that we all are lousy podcasters and should quit or never reach out to him. I have seen in some instances some people really kind of get bristly about this post he's made, and I just don't see it. I think overall, if you want to be a good podcaster or a better podcaster, he's got some really reasonable tips here. So I will link to this blog post if you haven't read it yet. I didn't certainly read it here word for word, and there's a little more information there if you want to find it. Go to podcasternews.com/PCN006, and that's where you'll find the show notes for this episode of Podcaster News Show. And don't forget to follow Podcaster News on Twitter at Podcasting News. I'm Sean Thorpe. You can follow me at Shawno, S-H-A-W-N-O, on Twitter. And I would like to thank you for listening to this episode of Podcaster News. If you have any thoughts on my thoughts on Chris Brogan's post, please leave a comment on the site, or do get in touch through other means. And again, thank you for listening to this podcast, and I'll be back with another episode next month.